This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Wednesday, July 29, 2015. The next segment, we have another report from Paul Joseph Watson about the bankers, the real criminals. And we're going to talk about crony capitalism. We're going to play that report for you. This segment, I wanted to go over some of the breaking news that's on InfoWars.com. This story, lawmakers vote to let Obama take your passport without trial. Why not? You can be put on a no-fly list without trial, without due process. They don't tell you. Remember when I first came here back in 2012, there was a story that broke, and we had a lot to do with it. It was Doug Hagman contacted us. We pushed it on our site. We interviewed Wade Hicks, who was someone who had been vetted very recently by both the TSA who put him on the no-fly list, and the FBI for firearms purchases. He was flying to Japan to see his wife, who was in the military. He was flying on a military plane. And when he got to Hawaii, he makes his transfer. He's on the plane, and just before it takes off, they pull him off and say, you're not going anywhere. You're on a no-fly list. So they didn't know it when they flew him from California on a military plane to Hawaii. They didn't know it. He didn't know he was on a no-fly list. He had just been vetted by the TSA as a transportation worker. He had been vetted by the FBI, but he went through this long struggle because he was essentially stuck in Hawaii, which is what's going to happen. If the government takes your passport, you're not going to be able to get out of the country. It's essentially having a Berlin Wall, a digital Berlin Wall, if you will. This is one of the reasons why I don't see a solution to the open borders as creating a massive fence. Ignore the fact that people can always tunnel under it. They can always hop over. They can get around a fence. They can smuggle people in any way you want. You have to remove the incentives that our government is providing, that big corporations are providing. That's why the U.S. Chamber of Commerce supports it. That's why the Republicans support it. We have to remove the idea that we have a North American Union. We need to assert our sovereignty, but we need to stop drawing people into this country with lavish benefits, treating them better than we treat our citizens, giving them diplomatic immunity for crimes that are committed, catch and release programs, giving them in-state tuition in every state that we don't give to American citizens, and on and on and on. That giant sucking sound that Ross Perot talked about is us. It's our policies. It's our government policies. It's what we allow the corporations to do because they want to export jobs and they want to import workers to get their costs down. But it's very troubling to see yet another one of these issues like the no-fly list. People that get put on the no-fly list, they don't know when they're put on it. They don't know why they're put on it. The TSA will not correspond to anyone, give them any information. This is Star Chamber stuff, just like we were talking about earlier. The FISA court. It's not even a court. It's one judge who works for the government, who rubber stamps everything that they want to do. And we see over and over again, like the no-fly list. Now, this will presumably operate the same way, taking your passport without a trial, locking you in the country, because that's what happened to Wade Hicks. He got stuck in. If you can't fly out of Hawaii, how do you get out? He eventually hopped a freighter, I think that was the way he got back. I think he came back by, I take that back. That was what he was planning on doing. I think he worked with people in the military to get around that ban. Another thing that they're coming after, of course, to try to control your movements is a new drunk driving legislation that would require breathalyzers in all new cars. Now, of course, drunk driving is a problem. A lot of innocent people have been killed by drunk driving. But we're all going to have to pay for this as if we were all abusers. It's going to be a very expensive, troublesome new device that we're going to have to put in there. People like me, who don't even drink alcohol, will have to have a breathalyzer in their car. I will have to maintain it. And this is all yet another incremental approach to getting us to understand that we're not going to go anywhere without the express prior approval of our government. Because the next thing they will add is an analysis of, have you paid all of your taxes or other fees? You're not going to go to...
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, July 29, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to talk about some economic news this section, and we're going to play a report from Paul Joseph Watson about what's going on with bankers in the UK. But of course, Alex Jones is in Europe this week. He's doing investigative reportings about the globalist takeover there, especially in some of the fringe countries like Spain and Italy, just as we have seen what happened in Greece. Those are next on the list. A lot of this is being driven by Germany. Germany complaining about the profligate, wasteful spending of Greece. Let me give you an article that just came out the last couple of days. How Berlin's futuristic airport became a $6 billion embarrassment. This is from Bloomberg Business. Now, this is a story that goes back to 2011. They say it was a brand new airport, the International Willy Brandt Airport, fall of 2011. This was something that they had spent 600 million euros for, $656 million. But this is something that, of course, is a tale of woe that goes to 10 times that, to $6 billion for this airport. This is a terminal on the outskirts of Berlin, Germany's capital. It was billed as Europe's most modern, but the building inspectors could not believe what they saw when they got there. They simulated a fire, and the system went haywire. Some alarms failed to activate, others indicated a fire, but in the wrong part of the terminal. The explanation was buried, they said, in the 55-mile tangle of wiring that had been laid hastily beneath the floors of the building, where ORAT technicians soon discovered high-voltage power lines alongside data and heating cables. A fire hazard in its own right. That wasn't all. Smoke evacuation canals designed to suck out smoke and replace it with fresh air failed to do either. In an actual fire, the inspectors determined the main smoke vent might well implode. So the chief executive officer of the airport, Rainier Schwartz, comes up with an emergency plan. Get this. To allow them to open on time, what he was going to do was have 800 low-paid workers armed with cell phones take up positions throughout the terminal. When all else fails, with massive, complicated, high-tech solutions, go back to just boots on the ground. But, of course, this requires cell phones. And they say, well, they're going to report this, of course, if they smell smoke or they see a fire, okay? But the region's cell phone networks were notoriously unreliable. Oops, as Rick Perry would say. Martin Delius said it was an idiotic plan, and so on and so on and so on. Look, every country has massive waste. People make mistakes, but there's also massive crony capitalism involved. So it's not just incompetence. But in many cases, what the public views as incompetence is somebody doing something to enhance their profits. That's why we need to regard with suspicion these secret trade agreements that are being written by corporations, that even though we have passed the fast-track trade process, we have still not been able to see these agreements. These massive agreements are going to be sprung on our legislators. They're not going to be able to offer any amendments. They're going to have no filibusters allowed in the Senate, 20 hours to talk about it, and then a straight up or down vote. And once it is done, as Senator Sessions has pointed out, it will create a transnational committee that will continually modify this document without any input from our Congress, from our elected representatives, or from any other country's elected representatives. They will be able to add other countries at will. We have an article up on Infowars.com about how the State Department and the Obama administration are changing the human rights evaluations of Malaysia so they can be included in this Trans-Pacific Partnership. But listen to this, because this is one that I had not seen. This is a story that is on Liberty Blitzkrieg. Bankers squirm as Congress moves to cut the 6% dividend paid to them by the Federal Reserve. I didn't know about this. This is something, of course, the Federal Reserve has been around for a little over 100 years. They say, regardless of boom, bust, or recession, the biggest Wall Street banks have been enjoying a 6% risk-free return on the capital that they hold at the Fed in the form of dividends. So, and what he doesn't say here is that with interest rates at 0% for the bankers, they get the money at 0%, they send it back to the Fed, they get paid 6%, and they get that tax-free. Because if the shares of the stock were acquired prior to March 28, 1942, the 6% risk-free individual dividend is tax-exempt, and the bank doesn't have to pay corporate income taxes on it. How's that for an entitlement program? Absolutely amazing. Keep that in mind today as the private Federal Reserve that is not accountable to Congress. Janet Yellen, who told congressmen that they need to mind their own business, not try to audit her, not try to micromanage what they're doing. They're going to meet behind closed doors, and they're going to release the white smoke to let us know if rates are going to go up or if they're going to keep them on hold. We have differing opinions from Wall Street publications. That's going to be announced, they say, today at 1 o'clock Central Time. I think it's 2 o'clock Eastern Time, if I'm correct. So we'll keep you posted on that if something comes up with that. Let's go to Paul Joseph Watson's report about the corruption of bankers. Again, these are shots of London.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just...
That's so typical of the way the IMF and the World Bank work. You put a country in debt, and it's such a big debt it can't pay it, and then you offer to refinance that debt.
Greek voters will be asked to rule on two draft documents that detail a proposal by the country's creditors to unlock aid as much as 15.5 billion euros for Greece in return for sales tax increases and pension reforms.
And the plan has failed. This isn't just Greece we're talking about today. The whole of the Mediterranean now finds itself in the wrong currency. But the big banks, the big businesses and big politics forced you in. Goldman Sachs, the German arms manufacturers, they were all very happy. And when the bailouts began, they weren't for the Greek people. Those bailouts were to bail out French, German and Italian banks. They haven't helped you.
The governments don't rule the world. Goldman Sachs rules the world.
It's Paul Joseph Watson reporting for Infowars.com outside the Bank of England in London. And on the subject of banks, of course, we had HSBC slapped with fines recently for money laundering, whereas when it comes to the customer of a bank, we're being treated with more and more suspicion. Of course, major cash withdrawals are now being treated suspiciously. We've also got Halifax Bank today in an article on Infowars.com where they're giving information to third parties about when and where people visit banks. So the exact time, location, when people are visiting banks, withdrawing money, they're putting this in a database and passing it over to third parties. No idea if that information remains secure. We approached Halifax Bank and the third party involved in this, and they basically acknowledged that that was the case. They're taking the exact time and location when you visit the bank and then calling you up saying, oh, Mr. Smith, we know that you were at the bank last Friday. We want to talk to you about the services we can offer. So they're actually keeping that information, your physical location, as you go from bank to bank in a central database and then selling it to third parties who will then call you up and harass you. And remember, they do this under the guise of customer service. They're just helping you by knowing and tracking the location where you visit your bank, how much money you take out. Again, going into the bank, taking out amounts as small as £5,000 is being treated as suspicious activity. You're having to provide documents to prove not only why you're taking out the money, but also where it will go, with documentation to prove that.
Feds urge banks to call cops on customers who withdraw $5,000 or more. When I take a crew of five or six reporters to Europe, I give them all $2,000 and they give me receipts, but in case the cards quit working, which happens all the time, we've got money. That's not, if we're carrying $10,000 cash on us, we're not criminals. Cash isn't illegal. This whole phony drug war, the banks launder the drug money publicly, and then they act like we're criminal taking company money or after-tax money out of the bank.
So again, the stranglehold is being tightened on the ordinary customer for banks, whereas big banks that commit major fraud are getting away with slaps on the wrist, and it continues to happen. We're coming under increasing scrutiny simply for withdrawing large amounts of cash or visiting the ATM to take out money. So that's how serious it's become. This is Paul Joseph Watson reporting live from the Bank of England for Infowars.com.
And again, you having cash is criminal. They want to get that idea out there. But if HSBC launders billions of dollars for the Sinaloa drug cartel, putting El Chapo in power, that's not a crime, according to them. They get a small slap on the wrist. Nobody goes to jail. Now, this hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by the products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com, products like Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. We have that in stock right now, and you can get free shipping through the end of July. Two more days on that. We have X2 reviews at InfoWarsLife.com you can check out. We have over 99% of those respondents would recommend it to a friend or family member. Let me give you a couple of the reviews we've got here. Here's one from Maverick in Austin, Texas. He says, I've suffered from occasional brain fog and lapses in memory from cumulative effects of multiple concussions. After using this product for 3 months now, I have much clarity of thought and mental energy. My vocabulary is returning. If I could only take one supplement, this would be it. Here's another one from Happy healthy InfoWarrior guy in Austin, Texas. He says, I was skeptical at first, but I'm very glad I gave X2 a try, and I highly recommend it. My skin looks better, as does my hair. New gray hairs have decreased by about half since I started taking X2. Again, now is the time to stock up when we have it in stock and when we have free shipping for the next 2 days. That's Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, available at InfoWarsLife.com. Support our operation and stay with us. We'll be right back.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
The folks in My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
We don't need no control.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Wednesday, July 29, 2015. I was just giving, Buckley came in and just gave me some articles about Ed Schultz's firing from MSNBC. It's very interesting because along the lines of what we were talking about earlier in the show with Camille Paglia talking about how controlled the mainstream media is, especially the left mainstream media, saying that even she could not get a hearing. She had to go outside of the media. She said that's why we had the rise of alternative media. That's why we had the rise of talk radio, of Rush Limbaugh, of others. It's because it was totally blocked, totally controlled. So a lot of people are asking, why was Ed Schultz fired? Buckley gave me several articles here. One of these points out that his ratings were much better than Chris Hayes. They say people were surprised that this happened, and so they're asking, why is one of MSNBC's higher-rated programs, even though they are struggling across the board because of the political dishonesty of that network, why are they dumping someone who has been very honest about pointing out the problems of the Trans-Pacific Partnership? They pointed out that he has been relentless in calling out the problems of the TPP, the TTIP, these secretive deals that are being written by corporations. Now, Republicans reflexively jump behind this when you say it's about free trade. We can have a debate about free trade versus managed trade. We can have that debate, but that's not what this is about. This is about crony capitalism. It's not about free trade. This is about setting up a structure where a few corporations own and control everything. It's about setting these corporations up at the level or superior to the governments. It's about sovereignty. It's about world government, quite frankly. We've talked about this many times here, but one of the few voices on mainstream cable news opposing this was Ed Schultz. They say when it comes to coverage of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, no one in corporate media covered the issue more than Ed Schultz on MSNBC's The Ed Show. When it was announced last week that they were pulling the plug from his program, they effectively killed the only national voice that was talking about the disaster of a trade deal on cable news. The only one on cable news talking about it. They say between August 1st and 2013, Media Matters... between August 1st, 2013 and January 31st, 2015, a two-year period, Media Matters says that Ed Schultz covered the TPP on 71 different segments, not including the time that he brought up the issue during the network's coverage of the State of the Union address in 2015. Now, that's from Ring of Fire. Reverb Press says there's been a surge of faithful Ed Schultz fans posting on social media in the last few days, angry that the Ed Show is reportedly getting canceled. They've made petitions. Even presidential candidate Bernie Sanders has come to Schultz's defense, saying that he's very disappointed that Comcast chose to remove Ed Schultz from its lineup. Bernie Sanders said, "We need more people who talk about the real issues that are facing our country, not fewer people." That's the whole point. When we look at MSNBC, when we look at Fox News, we get the same narrowly defined issues. They will not talk about many of the existential issues facing our country, or we will get the same thing from MSNBC that we get from Fox News when it comes to things like the TPP or the TTIP. We don't get another opinion. Do you see anybody on those channels talking about the out-of-control illegal war on drugs, anybody other than, say, Judge Napolitano? Oh, that's right. He got his show canceled too, didn't he? They still have him on occasionally as a commentator on Fox, but they don't want to have a voice out there that opposes what the leadership of both the Republican and the Democrat parties are pushing on us. We can see this very clearly. We can see Megyn Kelly at Fox News talking about how are mandatory vaccines Big Brother? Yes, she says. Of course they're Big Brother, but sometimes you need Big Brother. Yeah, those times are when your corporate sponsors pay for 75% of your programming on network television. That's when your boss, Rupert Murdoch, and his son are involved with big pharmaceutical companies. That's when you need Big Brother. And they don't hesitate pushing Big Brother at Fox News. They don't hesitate pushing wars for the military-industrial complex either. And neither do people like Hillary Clinton, as we just pointed out. But, of course, she gets a pass on that because she's a Clinton. She's a woman. Whatever. Because of her identity. That's precisely what Camille Paglia was saying. She said we need to have an honest and open discussion. There are many existential important issues that people on both the left and the right would agree with. We need to start having those discussions. And quite frankly, I don't see anybody in either party that is talking about those things except for Rand Paul. He's the one who will confront the surveillance state. He will confront and vote against the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Farmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
It's been July with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We've seen the recent looting of Greece, Puerto Rico in trouble, the crisis in China. And, of course, we're going to be investigating what's happening in Spain, what's happening in Rome. They're reporting that Rome is basically on the edge of collapse. That's the city leaders saying that because infrastructure is not being built. Money is being siphoned off to globalist operations. But remember back in 2011 when John Corzine, the former head of Goldman Sachs, the IMF Global head, raided people's private accounts for billions of dollars, and it took him years to pay it all back. Anybody else would have gone to prison. And that ties into the fact that most of the welfare is corporate welfare, and that's why they want to shut down real economies and get everybody else on welfare dependent so that we all have a stake in this giant scam. So folks have asked me to do these comedy satire pieces more, and I really am too focused, too serious to do them these days, but I thought I'd bring back from the vault from 2011, December 9th, almost 4 years ago,
a piece where I played the part of Don John Corzine, saying he's a mafia boss, a banker in a top hat, and then I basically interview myself in this piece to try to illustrate just how insane this fraud is. And it ties into everything we see today with the derivatives and the rest of it. The problem isn't better. It's much, much worse. We have people like John Corzine, the big White House financial advisor, the former head of Goldman Sachs, stealing billions of dollars and saying, I don't know where it went, and I'm not going to discuss it. And Congress is like, okay, well, thank you. We've got a serious issue. So I thought we would talk to, the evil spirit that possesses John Corzine, Don Corleone, John Corzine, directly teleporting in from Hades, orbiting a deep space galactic nebula. And he joins us right now, top hat and all, to explain to us why he's doing what he's doing. Well, it's good to talk to you. I know you're proud of all of your looting and creative destruction, Mr. Corzine. It's good to have you here, Mr. Beelzebub, or Corzine. Beelzebub, I know is the proper name. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's incredible. All the people are going to throw out of their houses, and we've almost shut down all the industry, and only if you're a globalist insider will you be able to even operate and do business, and we're setting the precedent to steal everything. Oh, I didn't realize the interview was live right now, but it doesn't matter if I got caught saying that. Just like the ATF got caught shipping all those guns into Mexico and their own memo saying they blame on the Second Amendment. Nothing will be done to the Attorney General, and nothing will be done to me because we've got criminals in place everywhere, and it doesn't matter if you're stolen millions out of your private accounts from MF Global. It's right under someone's nose. No one can stop it. Oh, but I'm a good person that cares. I don't know where the money is. I'm sorry. You wanted to interview me? I'm here now to be talked to by you.
Wow. You give a new definition to the name Fast Talker. Look, nobody's buying you in Congress saying that you have no idea what went on and that you have no idea where the money went. So why don't you just go ahead and tell us where the money is?
Oh, I spoke before the Honorable Congress, and I have $35,000 plate dinners with the Honorable Obama. And just like we got away with it, some people would say, but of course we didn't, we're doing God's work, as one of my counterparts said, the head of Goldman Sachs, just like we were able to take $16-plus trillion and transfer it to our foreign subsidiaries, we're going to be able to do this as well. You think $1 billion, $2 billion, $3 billion of people's private segregated accounts of a company we took over is a big deal? It's nothing. Because, see, I am distinguished. I'm wearing a top hat, I'm wearing a suit, and I have a beard, a grandfatherly beard. And so everything is fine.
Okay, we understand you're trendy and super stylish and hang out with all the establishment criminals. But seriously, I think I've written down some questions here I want to ask you. How could you in 1 year take a profitable company like MF Global and run it into the ground and steal people's private sequestered or segregated accounts under federal law is a crime? How could you do that? Please answer the question.
How could I do the great things I did at MF Global in a year? You see, you're thinking about actually building up a company. We're talking about command destruction, order out of chaos. We're talking about using MF Global as a globalist mafia instrument to go buy up legitimate companies with people's private bank accounts in them and then take that money and give it to our shareholders and people that are on the advisory board like Bill Clinton. That's how this works. You see, with Europe and the tens of trillions being transferred by the Federal Reserve private consortium that Goldman Sachs and I headed up as part of, Europe is not ever meant to pay back the tens of trillions of U.S. taxpayer-backed money. They're meant to go deeper into debt through debt bondage. We create the derivatives fraud, and then the rest of the world and our operatives who run their countries sign everyone on to our debt. So I didn't run the company into the ground. You don't ask a bank robber who successfully robs a bank, you know, why did he fail? He succeeded. Just because there's some dead guards and $1 million cash missing, that's the proof of the success. We're not screwing anything up. When Congress asks us, how do we learn from this and not do this again, we're learning how much we'll put up with. And the whore media that we control, oh, I'm sorry, I'm that trending grandfather, the loving, reasonable media bought and paid for by our people. The Pentagon's under our control, we're slaughtering people worldwide, we hate everybody. boy. You think Libby D's just going to stop what we've done here in the U.S.? We like a million dead Iraqis and stolen oil and trillions of dollars of no-bid contracts for savage killers. And you naive people will never figure it out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm being trendy right now. Oh, I don't know where the money went. Isn't that reasonable? I was the CEO. And everybody knows we took the private accounts. It's illegal. But never mind about that. You heard the Attorney General yesterday in testimony. They said, we have your memos where you perjured yourself about Fast and Furious. And he said, we didn't intend to lie.
You got to get your guns before we really steal everything you've got. I'm sorry, little reporter. What else was it you had to say? You and your info warriors may be somewhat awake, but the rest of the public's brain damage from toxic fluoride and Ritalin and Prozac and guzzling alcohol and watching brainwashing television. And there's nothing they won't put up with. They love being slaves.
Because I'm just a nice little grandfather in person. Was there something else you wanted to sit on Santa's knee and ask for, Mr. Jones?
Okay, well, people notice that all over the third world, Latin America, Asia, Africa, Middle East, Western Europe, Eastern Europe, all over the world, every country you take down either has Goldman Sachs people in place, the ministers, the presidents, all of them, the heads of the treasury systems, the finance ministers, are all Goldman Sachs. And we notice that then the solution you offer is only gives your own system more power when you sold the fraudulent derivatives. I mean, this is incredibly obvious that you guys are economic terrorists. I mean, who do you work for? What's going on here? What's the end game? Is there any end to how you are gang raping the world population? And I mean, I know your whore media worships you, but I mean, is there any end to their groveling, to your criminal activity as they destroy their own future?
How does Goldman Sachs help the world economy, you're asking? How do we get control of every nation and implode them? That's called the economic takeover. For decades, we get our people into the prime ministerships, the presidencies, into the Department of Treasuries or Exchequer in Greece, Iceland, you name it, Australia, Germany, France, Italy. They're all Goldman Sachs alumni. You can have upwards of 70 people at a Bilderberg meeting of 130 that are Goldman Sachs. And we're kind of the Darth Vader to Emperor Palpatine, that's J.P. Morgan Chase. And then we go out and we do the thieving and the stealing and the imploding. And we call it free market when we create trillions of fake derivatives and sell them to people and then have government bail it out with taxpayer money. That's called conservative. But, of course, it doesn't matter if it's Bill Clinton who helped get rid of the laws that allowed us to do this, or George W. Bush, or Obama. We buy them all. And while the public's debating liberal conservative, we are taking over everything. And that's the proof in survival of the fittest, social Darwinism. We have the power. We were able to do this, so it's our right to do it. Kind of like Hitler said, might makes right. If I can dominate you and take you over and you don't stop me, well, then you deserve what's happened to you. Do you understand that, little worms, American people, people of the world? You're not going to do anything to stop us because I am a nice old man. I'm trendy.
Okay, well, you certainly are craven and craved, and a mesmerized, brain-damaged population serving you. I can understand how you've become quite delusional, like Caligula or some of the Aztec kings. Gary Gensler was your main minion at Goldman Sachs, and he headed up the CFTC. He's been missing now for a month, and he was the guy supposedly regulating you. I mean, this is pretty obvious what you're doing. What's going on with you and Gary Gensler? What's going on with you? I mean, do you guys run everything? I mean, could you barbecue children on the White House lawn? Could you abuse elephants at Central Park? I mean, is there nothing you couldn't do? Is there anything you won't do to us? Land of the coward, home of the slave. Oh, great satanic goblin leader.
Gary Gensler. Maybe I don't like to be asked about this. Maybe I should read a 40-page, and that's what it is. I've got a copy of it over here. Maybe I should read a 40-plus-page opening statement so all the networks tune out about growing up as a child and how I'm just like everybody else. I'm just like everybody else, so you'll let down your guard. Gary Gensler was my right-hand man at Goldman Sachs, selling counties, cities, and private individuals and pensioners fraudulent paper that we knew was totally worthless, like in our Timberwolf emails where we called our customers dumb effers and, you know, said we're selling them S-H, you know what, I-T. This is a family show. I know I better not say the full thing. Gary, the head of the CFTC, has disappeared the last few weeks. No one knows where he is, but the media's bought and paid for. No one will even point that out. Madoff is one of our people. He's a great guy. People got a little too much on to him. We've got to throw somebody to the wolves occasionally. And Gensler, my right-hand man from Goldman Sachs, runs the CFTC and allowed me to do all this. It's really been quite fabulous in the final equation.
Well, this is our interview with the demon that possesses John Corzine. His voice is sped up because something about the machinery, Chekhov was explaining to me, causes a time distortion, so it's sped up. I'm not quite sure I understand that, but it's something to do with Einstein and what's happening there. But I wanted to show you, see this, some funny money. We bought this at a store today for, I think, like $3. And some of these are $1 bills. Some are five. Some are tens. Some are 20. Some are hundreds. Some are thousands. But, $3, we basically got a couple hundred thousand dollars here. And it says the play money of America. But it actually has as real, the same intrinsic value as this that says Federal Reserve note. And you can see where it says Federal Reserve note here up in the top left-hand corner, if we can zoom in on that. Until the Federal Reserve took over in 1913, it said United States note, and it was backed by silver and gold, and later they phased that out. Kennedy tried to reissue Lincoln greenbacks that had been issued. Of course, they assassinated him when he'd issued $5 billion. He was going to issue $40-plus billion. But what is the difference between this funny money here that isn't legal tender and the fraud you issue? Because you weren't content to be able to control the issuance of this and buy up the world with it. You created tens of trillions, well, actually thousand-plus trillion total of fake derivatives. And, of course, I know in Zimbabwe, they don't have the world's biggest note from hyperinflation, $100 trillion, and I'll show the viewers a document cam shot of that. So what's the difference between this stuff I bought at the local costume shop when I was getting the beard you're wearing and this Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, $100 trillion, and this $100 bill that basically has about the same value as a $5 bill in the 1960s, or this deception dollar put out, showing the fiat currency and exposing the New World Order. What is the difference between all of these? Can you give me some rational answer in closing to how you guys have taken over government with all this fraudulent paper, and just because you wear suits and top hats, it's supposedly all okay?
Our master plan is to destroy civilization and to have a post-industrial, neo-feudalistic serf system that Maurice Strong, the UN, Ted Turner, Prince Philip, Prince Charles, and others have openly called for. We're going to make you pay a lot more for a lot less. We're going to shut down most of your infrastructure. We're going to shut down your farms if there's any dust. Hay is listed as a pollutant, but all of our friends will be given total waivers. We are taking over everything in a cunning, white-collar fraud with armies of control freaks, socialists that are ignorant as the day as long and really believe they're going to get crumbs from our table, even if they witness us destroying the society. And we control the right-wingers as well, who will endorse any amount of blank checks to us and bailouts, calling it free market. We've got the whole thing figured out. That's the end game. World government, openly run by the bankers, openly run by Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and the Bank of England. That's what we've got set up. Even now, we criticize you for decades going to be a world collapse engineered by megabanks and derivatives offering a world government new corporate global bond, which is now being set up in Europe and will spread worldwide. We'll hold you financially captive and terrorize the hell out of you, and every solution we give you only brings you deeper into our bondage. And the media and CIA operatives like Anderson Cooper will sit up there and sell out their families and everyone else, and Fox News will play along and all of them, until you've got total control and you're totally bankrupt, so the social workers can take control of your life, and so you're all dependent on us. That's the end game. That's where it is. Trampling and being trampled on. A society that gets more cruel, more wicked, beyond 1984. This is a world of psychopaths and control freaks and sickos and those that love ugliness and total crushing of innocence and destruction of beauty and genetic engineering and nuclear waste dumps. In the old years, people worried about radiation. We just have scientists raise the level and say it's safe. We're so psychopathic ourselves, we live in higher radiation and don't care. It's part of being delusional and psychopathic and turned over to pure evil. It's about serving Satan, our master, bringing more destruction, more pain, more murder. And we'll see if you people rising up against us can stop us. You got that, little man? That's why I came on your show, for all you and your listeners. Your spirit of liberty is trash, and a new world order run by pot-bellied scum like me is too powerful. We've got too many steroid heads that serve us in law enforcement who love destroying America, and there's nothing you can do to stop us. You got that, little man? You got that? And I don't know where the money is. I have no idea. Who knows? You just print this garbage up and you'll sell out your own mother for it. We can issue total trillions out of it. There's nothing you won't put up with. I'm done talking to you. I'm done talking to you. I'm done talking to you. There's nothing you can do to stop our new world order. Just take some Prozac. Enjoy it. Enjoy the pain. And we're going to inoculate your children and brain damage them and triple the cancer and everything else. You got that? Good. Good. Because I'm done talking to you.
Wow. Well, I'm beginning to realize here that if you can't beat them, join them. I mean, this guy puts cancer viruses in the vaccines and fluoride in the water and radioactive isotopes. I mean, it's all confirmed. Maybe I was the crazy person all along. Maybe I should wear a top hat and grovel the death I mean, just get into it. I mean, maybe this whole night show was wrong. Maybe it's good to have monopolies cheating everybody. Maybe it's good to have tyranny. Maybe all Americans can start to wear top hats and be trendy. Maybe I've been wrong, but you know what? I actually realize I'm not wrong. And we're going to beat people like him, because that's actually, from my studying, how Corzine and the rest of these globalists operate. That's what they think about us. They think they're invincible. They think they're all powerful. They think they can intimidate everybody with all their black uniforms and crap. Let me tell you something, Corzine. Put it back on screen. We're going to kick your ass politically. We're going to wake the people up and educate them and show them all your secrets. And your days are numbered to be sucking people dry. You're going to prison. You're a financial terrorist, and you will pay. You got that?
And again, that was Alex Jones interviewing Don John Corzine, a comedy piece. And, of course, if you are invested in this crooked market, the joke is on you. Look at what happened in China just yesterday. The Chinese stock markets plummeted Monday in the biggest one-day drop since 2007. The Shanghai Composite Index fell 8.5%, raising doubts, what do you think, about the effectiveness of the government in Beijing's ability to rig the market. Yeah, it's basically Las Vegas without showgirls, okay? It's gambling for nerds. There's another article that came up today on Infowars.com, Reality of a Massive Market Crash. Read the stories of the people. Here, quote, I have lost everything. I don't know what to do. I trusted the government too much. We trust the government with too many things. In China, they thought the government could secure their margin calls. Didn't happen. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-839-5936. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-839-5936. That's 800-839-5936.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Thank you.
is
welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. Joining us in the next hour is going to be Steve Quayle. And I've got some more news about the recall efforts in California to try to recall the senator who pushed through this mandatory vaccine bill that denies people their informed consent. Before I get to that, we'll let you know that this hour of the Alex Jones Show has been brought to you by our products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. That's how we support our operation. We have free shipping this week through the end of July. That's the end of this week, actually, through Friday. We have free shipping on everything at the store. And we have added to that today a special on Silver Bullet. You can buy two Silver Bullet and get two free. That's 50% off. Silver Bullet is a powerful colloidal silver product, free of artificial additives, perfect for your preparedness supply. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, there's a reason that listeners have dubbed Silver Bullet as their preparedness silver. Get it now while it's in stock. It's not going to go bad. You can put this on in your kitchen cabinet, put it in part of your emergency preparedness supply right now. And again, two Silver Bullet and you get two free. That's 50% off. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show a couple of times, there is an effort going on in California to recall the doctor and state senator Richard Pan. Received a lot of money, by the way, from big pharmaceutical companies as contributions. He pushed through a bill, SB 277, to remove informed consent from children, to basically hold a gun to their head and say, your kid is not going to get into school, public or private, unless you take all the vaccines that we say at the times that we say. Just as we were talking earlier about how Camille Paglia supports abortion, but she is outraged by the way the media has covered up and has spun the story about the baby parts and the sell of these baby parts. We can disagree about the safety and the effectiveness of vaccines, but can't we all agree that we don't want to be forced by government? We don't want government holding a gun to our head and telling us that we have to take certain medical treatments. We want to be able to make that decision ourselves, make it for ourselves, make it for our families. But that's precisely what Pan has done. Hold a gun to your head, force you to take a product for which the vaccine companies have already gotten government to give them zero liability. They have immunity from any liability, but you will not get immunity from these vaccines. Now, the recall is not on just yet. Proponents have until December the 31st to collect 35,926 verified signatures from voters in his district. I would suggest that you look to see how you can help do that. I know being involved in petition movements in the past that there are certain things that you can do to help even if you're not in the state. But while we're talking about vaccines and while we're talking about the safety and effectiveness of vaccines, look at this story from the Washington Post that came out a couple of days ago. They say imperfect vaccines could make viruses more dangerous, at least for chickens. They're not going to admit that there's any problems for human vaccines. Listen to the way they kowtow to Big Pharma. This is the Washington Post. They say vaccines widely used by humans today, especially those used to protect children against mumps, measles, and other potential deadly ailments, are what we'd call perfect vaccines. Are you serious? They're perfect vaccines. So the vaccines that we have, MMR, that we're holding a gun to people's head for, that we have to give big pharmaceutical companies legal immunity. Why would we have to give them legal immunity if these are perfect vaccines? No, they're not safe. They're not effective. They say new research suggests that imperfect or leaky vaccines might affect animals like chickens, like farm animals. This new research shows a herpes-like virus, Merck's disease, is now made more deadly by the vaccines. That's the bottom line foundation. But of course, don't worry. It'll never happen to humans, will it? No, the only people that are protected by these things are the companies that sell them. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Steve Quayle.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-313.